Hey, yo, what's up, Jay? Yo, what's up, Jazz?
Ain't nothing. So many just telling you, know, a lot of fronters so out there perpetrating,
trying to rock our own tripness style. You know what I'm saying?
We have none of that, all right?
Originators is here.
With us. Yeah. More
I'm gonna kick a little something. You're gonna do something too later, right?
Yeah, but what I'm gonna do.
My rhyming and singing techniques are portable, living in luxury and it's affordable. No other weather is better than me, the J, the A, the Z. The cream of the crop on the top of the top. The suckers are trying to stop. The bigger, the bigger, the bigger, the boss off the hip hop. Hop, they never come in and never come here. No, no, not this year. They go on the fear, I'm ready to say I will jerk tears. Alpha, beta, pushing the data. I'm talking about info, attacking just a stumbling and bumbling off the intro. So take it a step at a time, this dope rhyme. Be making a note that is profound by your skill mind. This is the wonderful writers. Stealers and robbers and sucker insiders. Call it a night before you roam. Don't try to sit home. The style that I'm using, I'm here to abuse. The garbage that I can refuse. Divvy it up cause I'm here to collect my dues from all of you. This ain't no cartoon drama. Caper, pass the paper. Your mind's in a day's target and a skyscraper. I'm teaching and reaching and preaching and showing and flowing and growing and blowing the rest of the best right out of the box. I shoot the funky sweat socks. I obliterate and I devastate. Do you wanna go head to head? I'm up to you for that great. Make it a date. Never a conflict over debate. You're calling me thirsty. You're sucky, you're funky, you're pussy. You won't see nobody converse me. The jazz is pushing the power. You too. An hour, unable, mentally unstable. To me, you cower. You never can write out the lyric that have an effect just like this did. To be at the peak in the field of hip hop, you only wish, kid. A jigger to Jay-Z, yup, yup, my partner. Get on a mic, you gon' start ya.
Reckoning, secondly, that's the speed, something like so. The bigger the month, the come, the bigger the barrier. Right, inside of the mic, my sizzle the light of millions of Nubians. And am I right, just can't understand the fool we're in. Cool, it might take a couple of takes for you to clarify. The lie, you could've never got it on the first try. But never to worry, I'm not in a hurry, take your time. Cause it's my problem. In a minute, you gotta get in it, breathing only when it lets no sweat. I settle the step with these. Stop thinking you're making it, son. I'm breaking and breaking and breaking your tongue. Don't get caught perpetrating the cool ones. Bigger and better and better and baby, let's face it. We be having flowing faster than rabbits. Try to race it. The lyrical, miracle riot, fibbing until it drives you. Crazy seek spiritual help from Jazz and Jay-Z. Standing in all your soul, the best of all, the rest before. Because if I'm on, just like on the board, you think it's a poor. We saw because we're greater and we are the originators. Word.
You are the black man.
Like Batman and Robin, painful brain full of wild rearrange. Yo, devilish rhymes, but on the looking like an angel. Before I came into the game, you couldn't name a rookie entertainer who could rhyme like a Hall of Famer. You got delusions of dope and a dumb plan to battle the one Sam Rumble, young man.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
City's in a man who I hate, I pity him like a Branch Davidian. Got skills, got stamina, got hands of stone like the champ from Panama. Bodies drop from body shots, cause I could box. No need for clocks or karate chops. So if you wanna see who the best be, come and test me, come and test me, come and test me. Got stardom, cock get stuck from the top to the big bull yard in the South Bronx. My flavor's good, my flavor's good. Here, city, city, you're nothing but my neighborhood. New York, New York, so nice, got I'm harassing punks like Mike Tyson. And I'll break a novice worse than Pernell Whitaker fucking up Chavez. Display skills like a museum so you can see him. And rappers go fleeing, though my skin's European. Hit your man with a hook in the head, don't even jab it. And beat you with just my left hand like Jim Abbott. It gets scarier and scarier. Got props on every block of the Triborough area. King of my concrete jungle. Rumble, young man, rumble.
Rumble, young man.
My brother, how you living?
Yo, man, I'm living with rhythm, my man. Check this out. Versatility's getting large, man, but it needs something.
Yeah, what does it need?
It needs a remix.
You want to remix it?
Yeah, I want to remix it.
You sure you want to remix it?
Yeah, come on, let's remix it.
Are you ready, man? Let's remix it.
Never underestimate the cream.
Yo, fanatic, bring in the dope beat. I'm Supreme DJ, not born the professor. Compared to me, most MCs are lesser. even though they try and try and try, they still get passed by. But what's funny is the ones who didn't make it. So I had momentum and then they tried to break it. Success hit, and now they wanna ride the boat. Nope. Oh well, now you gotta take a backseat. Take out your pad and your pen as Naborn speaks. Listen up, pay very close attention as I continue this versatile extension. Number one, rhyming for fun and I've just begun. Suckers run and I've won, no so-called battle's done. So step off, you're too soft to even try and contend. With Supreme DJ and YBORN, a new jack, you're crazy. Ducks amaze me, doubt my skill and think that it'll phase me. No chance, son, it only makes me stronger. A new improved Naborn made to last longer than any other. The dark-skinned brother, considered as a teacher, not trying to be a lover, just a poet. Yo, I gotta show it, you know it. I've got the talent, so I throw it to those who wanna catch this or try and match this. Ducks, please don't try to attack this, cause I'm furious. My rhymes are flowing, my name and status growing and growing, meaning that I'm large. I rhyme teacher, not a singer like the barge. So take notes, class is still in session. I'm mellow, yet I'm rhyming with aggression. No jokes, no games allowed. A black man, young, gifted, standing proud. Not budging for man nor beast.
Yo, I'm outta here.
Peace.
What's up?
Hey, hey, and how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Glad you can come through and listen to the head rush. I'm Spire Jerusalem.
I am JB the Mulatto.
This is brought to you by Esquilax Entertainment.
And Courageous Entertainment.
Word. I want to give a shout out to Ma.
We are in Ma's spot once again.
Exactly. Shout out to HIM on the wall over there.
Selassie Rastafari.
Word, word, word. And shout out to all our listeners. We hope you've been, you know, enjoying the tunes so far.
I have. We love you. We got a bunch of new great new friends. So thanks a lot for signing up through the Podomatic site.
And just shout out to all the listeners and, you know, people who are, I've been getting shouts from cats who are digging our shit. So
is that right?
Yeah, my man Ernest up in down in Detroit, actually.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Detroit's a good place. I got family in Detroit. I like Detroit.
I do as well. Literally, some of my best friends are from Detroit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Leek.
That's right. I did know that about him.
Yeah, Leek is from Detroit. I gotta give you an update on Leek, and it's not all good. So, you know. Yeah, well. We'll talk to you later about that. Yo, shout out to Leek, my man Lockdown. Hopefully coming back to life soon. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you'll be able to get through this BS that the California penal system is putting you through and a lot of other inmates through right now. You know what I'm saying?
So they got some crazy shit going on.
Yeah, man. It's just some dumb shit, man. I'll talk to you about it off the air, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, let's talk about this music.
Word. I like that. So, You know, after, you know, the last show, we hit you with, you know, the education on, like, the old school breaks.
Right.
So now we're taking it back to, you know, our bread and butter, which is just, you know, 80s. Yeah. Late 80s, early 90s hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So started off with That Was the Originators by Jazz, and if anybody pitches Jay-Z, kick the funky sweat socks. Now, I mean, some cats have heard that. I'm not going to pretend like I was playing like a completely unheard of jam that had like a single in a video, and I didn't mean they used to play the video a good amount on Yo MTV Raps and on like, you know, what was the box?
Whatever. Yeah, the box. I remember the box.
Yeah, yeah. And then like when Jay-Z got big and they did the whole, okay, you know, first appearances by your favorite rappers before they were your favorite rappers, they used to play that video all the time. You know what I'm saying? I think that was, what wasn't the first video? It was the first video he was rapping on.
Right, he was in another video.
Yeah, he was in doing the backups also on Jazz's shit. Hawaiian Sophie, which I'm sure they both like to forget very much.
I remember liking that track.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Honestly,
well, what are you going to do? It's the beginning of something great for Jay-Z.
Exactly. Yeah, he was the side dude. He was like the hype man. Yeah, now he's the biggest thing since then. He's bigger than anything, or was at one time bigger than anything. I don't know if I can say he's the biggest right now. Probably Kanye is the biggest right now. But Jay's pretty fucking huge right now.
You know, well, he had his time as the biggest.
Yes. And you know what, dude? He'll drop, next time he'll drop an album, he'll be the biggest again. When he's going to put out this book, he'll be the biggest again. But that was Jay in his, well, it was mostly Jazz. That was off his album, To Your Soul, I think. Yeah, that was the To Your Soul album. It was his second album. And it was weird because his first album, he was more on straight hip hop. And of course, Hawaiian Sophie was kind of on some wannabe Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff type shit. But then that one, he kind of went a little stronger towards like the Afrocentric vibe and stuff. I remember tripping out. I was like, this is like the Hawaiian Sophie dude. Now he's like, you know, Black Power and shit. But hey, it worked. You know what I'm saying?
So the Hawaiian Sophie track, it was on a whole album, right?
Yeah, it was on like a whole different album.
And that record was not so much like that?
No.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because I never heard the whole thing. I only ever heard that single.
Yeah,
I mean, I just assumed the rest of it was kind of along that same...
Nah, not really.
Know, musical vibe or whatever.
Nah, not really. I mean, that was on the first album. And that was more kind of... That was the one very much standout cut. And then even the single, the real pop cut, and then the other one was more straight ahead hip hop. And then this one, I think he didn't like. Because, you know, Jazz is a hard rock from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So he was, you know, making a street thug into being, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Wasn't really working.
Yeah, exactly. So the second one, he came, you know, he was a 5%er. He was more on kind of some 5%er shit, more on just some lyrical shit. And there's that, The Originators. And Jay had always been his boy. And so he put Jay on that track rhyming. And, you know, he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? So
no, he did his diggity diggity.
Diggity thing. Exactly. That was an, I think Nas dissed him once, like, you know, back when you were rhyming like the Fushnikins.
He was going hella fast, too. Exactly. I mean, it was like, he was peeling up out of those iggity wiggities, and he was straight into some lyrics, you know what I mean?
And in lane one, Jay-Z, right behind him is iggity biggity.
And Jazz ripped it, too, on that one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I mean, it was dope, and it's just, it's very specific to that era. Actually, you know, it was one of the first songs kind of like that. So that was predating Fushnikins and Das Effects.
They were the Originators.
Yep, exactly. So
I figured that's what they were trying to say in that track.
Exactly.
By putting so much of that in there.
It's like okay, we're going to create a new...
Claiming that, yeah.
Exactly. We're going to make a new style.
Right.
That was the style. So, you know, it worked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's very specific to that era. If people started rhyming like that right now, probably wouldn't go over so hot. So
no, but, you know, I guess, you know, when you hear us making fun of it, it's not because we think it sucks. Because I remember when all that shit came out, thinking that was fresh.
Fact like, fresh.
Oh,
yeah,
man, how come nobody did that before?
Exactly.
Biggity-biggity.
Biggity-biggity.
Fuck.
Like, I've talked about the Das Effect shit on here
before. Who
would have
known?
Exactly.
I mean, it was like an epiphany.
And they were the first.
An epiphany biffity.
And they were the originators. And they were the originators.
So who do you really think was the originators of this? And what do we call that? Is it really the Iggity Biggity? What is that? It has to have a name.
Nah, because
we need to name it right now. There's no name.
I don't know. It's just rhyming fast, man.
Come
it's
on.
Just,
no. It's not rhyming fast.
Multisyllabic rhyming fast.
What?
I don't know, man. You're catching me off guard here. There's like, you know, there's probably some name for it, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing about it is it's specific to repeating one little part of a word over and over.
Yeah, but
you know,
see,
and then getting into the wiggity wiggity word. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but see, on
it's
that,
not just rhyming fast.
On that one, there's not as much as the iggity biggity type of stuff. I mean, it's just on that track, man. They're really just rhyming fast.
No, I mean he's definitely rhyming fast.
But
there's
not.
He was starting off a lot of those lines. At least in his last verse.
Yeah.
Where he was having some iggity biggity to kind of like rev it up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wasn't fresh, but I'm just saying that shit have a name?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I'm not feeling creative enough right now to give it a name. Maybe at the next break, I will have my creative juices flowing.
Right. I was just curious.
Yeah, no. And there's probably a name for it or something. They name everything. They name what Drake does these days.
Really?
Yeah, hashtag rap.
What does that mean?
It's like, I see what you did there. Glasses. You know, like, it's...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you know, Kanye did it or something like that once. You know, got, like, the seasoning, Lowry's, you know? Like
right, you don't really have to say...
Yeah.
Huh, it's interesting hashtag.
Yeah. I read it in New York. The Village Voice. Now, it could be just complete bullshit, but whatever. The Village Voice says it. You know, they're not an authority on it or anything, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Sorry.
So,
I digress.
Yeah, I mean, it could be bullshit. You can call whatever the hell you want. I got my own name for what Drake does, which I don't feel like saying, so...
Well, I'm calling the other thing Iggity Biggity.
Okay, fine. It's Iggity Biggity. So, second song. That was Max. Are you going to be all right, man?
Yeah, I just think that's funny.
What, Iggity Biggity or hashtag? Yeah.
Well, hashtag is just kind of interesting. You know, that people have to, I don't know, name something.
Right.
But I guess in that same vein, knowing that people need to name something, I wanted to name this other shit too.
I think
that, you know, putting it out there in the public that it's called
right.
Iggity Biggity is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. We could be wrong, but. All right. So anyway, second song was Rumble, Young Man Rumble by
dun, 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 dun.
Max and Sam, who you may know if you watch boxing. At least Max is Max Kellerman, boxing analyst supreme for HBO. He used to have the IMAX show on ESPN. He originally started off doing, he was the host of, what's the one with, you know, you watch ESPN where they have, what's it called? Where they have like four different sports writers and it bounces around and everyone
and
gives
score points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Why am I forgetting what that's called? Around the Horn.
Ah.
Yes. Because it's stupid. It is kinda stupid.
Dumb, yeah.
It is kind of fucking dumb. But, so he started off as the host for that and then he went and bounced over to, I think it was Fox Sports and he had his show IMAX and stuff. So, and that was his brother. Rhyming with him, Sam Kellerman. So, you know, if you know from watching, you know, HBO Boxing, you know he's really into boxing. And their family was really into boxing. They're like, I think the eldest two of like four brothers or something like that.
Now, is it me or was there a third guy?
No, it was just those two.
Somebody came back at the end?
It was both of them. Both of them just flipped it back and forth at the end. And they were signed to Rough House Records. And out of Philadelphia, and I think they just dropped that 112 that came out. I mean, you can catch the video on YouTube.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's looking like Max Kellerman looking like a high rock and shit, you know, which I find funny now at this point. But, hey, dude knows his shit when it comes to boxing and when it comes to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? He's ahead. I mean, he's going, like, on major things and said, like, the greatest album of all time is Raekwon's When We Built for Cuban Links and shit. Like, on respectable, like, sports network, news networks and stuff, you know. He's talked with Eric B. about, you know, Paid in Full on the air, you know. So it's, he's ahead, you know what I'm saying? It's a shame. His brother, actually, as I was telling you during the break, was killed a few years back while he... Max's show was still going on. I don't know all the details of it. I can't remember all the details of it. There was a really, really, really good article in some magazine I read online a couple of years ago. And his brother was living in L.A. And he was living with this other boxer who had been suspended. And dude had substance abuse problems and mental issues and flipped out and killed him one night. So Sam Kellerman is dead. But obviously very much fucked with his brother. So I think after that is when his brother went to, you know, stop doing the TV show and went exclusively into, like, just the boxing type of thing. So
interesting.
So we hope you enjoyed the song, though. I mean, I know it's a pretty much downer that we added that one on, but we hope you like the song. Anyway, so then after that, we went into, that was Supreme. I never know how this is pronounced. It's actually Supreme DJ. I don't know if it's Nyborn or Nyborn, which is like, it's a combination of the two. They always list it on his records as N lowercase y born. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's Supreme DJ Nyborn or not, or Nyborn, or it's like Just Ice or Justice kind of sort.
Maybe so, you could say one and the other.
Exactly. Not much is known about dude. That song was the Versatility remix that they mentioned in the beginning. Like, okay, let's remix it. Versatility was, you know, a little underground shot that came out in '88, and then they followed it up with the remix. So, you know, like I said, I think dude had like one album. Bunch of 12s. You could rhyme.
Yeah,
he's got kind of a smooth little flow right there. You know, it's nice little, you know, like I said, it's that that 88, 89 type of shit. That James Brown drum break, the scratches, the little bumping drums, and that's all it took to make dope shit back then, man. You didn't have to do all the extra shit, so.
Somebody with a good voice.
Yeah, basically, in a good flow and some lyrics. So, you want to get back into the music, sir?
I'd love to.
All right, so we are going to go back to the mid-90s real quick. I guess the beginning of the mid-90s. This is YZ, and The Ghetto's Been Good to Me.
I like YZ.
I like him, too. He's kind of, you know, I'd say he's underrated. You know?
Totally. Didn't he have, like, two albums?
Two or three.
I thought there was a good little, maybe not so much the third one, but the second one was really good, I thought.
Yeah. No, I mean... I'm trying to think. The last one he ever put out was The Ghetto's Been Good to Me.
Well,
I don't know. I think, you know, he had one full album, and then he had like an EP after that, to tell you the truth. That's how I think it went. He's from Jersey. He's, of course, best known for Thinking of a Master Plan, which was a really dope track. And he had, you know, he had songs in and out and singles in and out there. And then this was his last album, was on Living Large Records, and Ghetto's Been Good to Me. It was a pretty dope shit, man.
Now, weren't you saying something at some point about YZ being a thug?
Yes.
Like a huge gangster?
Yeah, he's a thug.
That surprises me, because wasn't all his music like really positive and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, people would, like I said, he'd go to like dnice.com, and I think, you know, I've mentioned that on here before, where he went and interviewed all the old school, like lots of old school rappers. One of them is talking about YZ, and he's talking about this guy hearing loss from like being around guns going off and shit like that. So yeah,
damn.
He's dope as shit, and you know, a lot of those positive upliftment rappers really walk the fine, especially New York and New Jersey ones, walk a really fine line between like righteous and hoodlum.
And do you think some of that music coming out kind of with that type of content is because that was the trend at the time, in part?
I think,
like, if you wanted to get on, that's what cats were doing. No. Cats were doing the positive thing.
I think because, you know, hip-hop is a reflection of the street. And what was also kind of for cats who were knowledgeable. Some cats were trying to be knowledgeable at the time. They kind of get into that, okay, we got to go and move beyond this bullshit that was around us and stuff. But they're still...
Having to deal with it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like... Yeah, because, dude, you know, being like a knowledge rapper never sold you any records, man. So, I mean, it's just... It's more being the thug shit that would... be whatever. So I mean, I thought a lot of these street, you know, 5% Nation was really popular with a lot of these street rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Although I will say this, I recently learned that Kumo D, who is a knowledge rapper, was the first rapper to perform on the Grammys, and had a platinum record. His first record was platinum, I think.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, no, right, because he. What had happened was, this is the story about Kumo D performing at the Grammys and shit. He had, that year, it was the first year that hip-hop was nominated at the Grammys and stuff. And then what happened was, then they decided they weren't going to put the awards ceremony on the air. So all the rappers said, okay, we're going to boycott this shit because, you know, they're nominating hip-hop, but you're not giving us respect by, you know, handing out the award on the air. So everyone who was nominated just was like boycott. This was a big deal at the time because motherfuckers thought, oh shit, if we don't show up, these motherfuckers are never gonna put us on the fucking award show again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Mo D was the one dude who showed up, and they gave him some time to go on stage and stuff to like pay respect to hip hop and stuff.
Wow.
I at the time I can't remember thinking about that. That's some soft sucker shit. He should have like stood dull and boycotted with the rest. But I guess where he's coming from. He's like, look, we gotta get it. You know, I got to give it some respect on the air. You know what I'm saying? So it was acknowledged. It's, you know, it's a difficult.
So he didn't really perform.
He rapped.
Oh, he did. He did a song.
He didn't do. He kind of. I think he pre-wrote something just about like giving shout outs to all the pioneers or something like that.
And just kicked it a cappella.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
That is dope. I think the first. Oh, probably the first rapper who ever performed was Melly Mel with when he was performing "I Feel for You." You know what I'm saying? He was probably the first rapper, but the first rapper who performed a rap song, probably Mo D, and probably the first like full blown performance was the next year they put it on the air.
Fresh Prince
took it out right out of my mouth. He didn't win it though. No. Young MC did. So.
Those were happier times.
Those were happier times. Young MC, not actually a bad rapper, but that's a whole nother story. So, anyway, so we're going to get back into the music. Like we said, YZ, Ghetto's Been Good to Me, 1993, from the album called Ghetto's Been Good to Me. Real dope track. We hope you enjoy the music.
Let's take off.
Peace.
Earn my respect in the streets.
So far.
The ghetto's been good to me.
So far.
I'm never gonna turn my back.
So far.
But you were living, so I got to kick the facts. Well, I come a long way, peeps. Check my past. Crowds from the urban blocks thought I wasn't gonna last, but I'm true to hip hop. So I do what I got. And my ass was a rape to collect my props. I just kicked the raw deal when they dropped instrumentals. Niggas caught up in the cypher and their rhymes sound like rentals. In other words, they bit, cause they ain't true to it. Screaming, having a fit, and your rhymes ain't shit. To pick apart, they start from the beginning. Sugar Hill was flavor, but in 93, that rhyme style ain't winning. So stop, you're the reason rap won't be around. I'm strictly next shit, but stick to strictly underground. I've earned my respect in the street. The ghetto's been good to me. I'm never gonna turn my back. The two are living, so I got to kick the facts. Let me kick and flip the new style and shit that you can get with it any moment. But remember, I own it, but I loan it to those who wanna practice these. I know you wanna rap, kid, so come and get your rap degrees. It's the school of hard knocks, niggas rhyme on every block. Know the streets, it's got hard rocks and I've got tough luck and lock up. No matter what the road, you wanna be in it. The sky's the limit, and now you finish your while you're grilling. The streets is fair game, and hip-hop, you play the same. If you got skills, then everybody gonna know your name. And if you suck, then you're the only one you can blame. And if you're nice, rest assured, you're headed for fortune and fame.
So far!
My respect in the street.
So far.
The ghetto's been good to me.
So far.
I'm never gonna turn my back.
So far.
The true are living, so I got to kick the facts.
So far. So far.
seems slanted, no more wrecking balls or wreck shop. No cuts on the table, raps enormous. So I put for the classic curriculum to put it up in the stick and clap your hands in the kick them in the fever where it all began. And finally back again, and now it's all behind me. So pass me a hiney, better yet make it a vex. Let me get a mic check, watch me kick the flint flam while they stay rusty like the Tin Man. Dusty was the road to go, now we go platinum, so take that, son. You don't know how to act, so I'm out loud.
So far,
I earned my respect in the street.
So far,
the ghetto's been good to me.
So far,
I'm never gonna turn my back.
So far,
the true one living, so I got to kick the facts.
So far,
I earned my respect in the street.
So far,
the ghetto's been good to me.
So far,
I'm never gonna turn my back.
So far,
the true one living, so I got to kick the facts.
Simple loop, so don't get sued. I we hit it with the brand new heavies. Yeah.
GM, let's be chillin' in the room, full of doom. Non cypher, don't be a fool. Billy wasn't silly, put some lithium in the Philly. Get blasted, so faster than I'll pass it.
Pussy chopper test me, but have no money. You steppin' anywhere, me had to kill it one. As me coming to dance, you know me get crazy. Cause swimmer grab the mic, you know me feel irie. Me sing songs, to make rude boy back them gun. Me sing songs, boy make them jump up and down. Me you're a king, upon me everywhere, diamond crown. Your bottom image, just say it, boy, go allow me get rough. Welcome, test us, I am get rough. No welcome, test up, I see me get rough. No welcome, test us, I am get rough. No welcome, test up, I see.
I rock skits with Roberto,
for sure, call me Bert.
Clock a hun, make a lift for skirt.
Baby, 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 put the hit the skins. Hope you can flex a bend, girl, I'm put the hit your cousin's friend.
Now, Vicky, 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 now watch the jam get sticky, catch a coochie, but I'm picky.
Now, Mickey, fun with the ooh ahs, give a thumbs up like the Fonz, antique like a boss, brother, pool, black paws.
Microphone twing, do my own thing. Now, watch shit, I had a fit, catch a toss, cut your bitch.
Scope the skits, so survivors make a smash hit. Rough house won't quit, they will demolish her. Watch that shoe polisher and soon will be a follower.
Leader, faster than a cheetah, five to stripes on Adidas. So I had to diss Bonita.
Apple, sip that ass like a dollar Snapple. Got paid like a raffle ticket, and the shit was wicked. Me get rough, no one come test us, I am getting rough.
Here we go.
shit.
I'm not violent, I'm never sorry, yo, I get funky. Some say I'm fat, oversized, and chunky. Rhythm I give them is so strong. Dancing romance, all night long I get with it. Don't forget it, oh no, can't why. I get freaky and I'm so damn fly. I'm not conceited, don't need an album, repeat it. Now suck it up, spit it out, now eat it. Listen to the lesson that I'm giving them. Suckers in the house, I'ma keep on serving them. Softy, Mr. Frosty, yo, I'm a snowman. No cocaine for my brain, understand? Here come the dread with the hot top fade. The older I get, the younger I look. Stay physically fit, that's my hope. I drink coffee in the morning, milk at night. I don't drink soda, it makes my clothes tight. Some say I work science, but what is voodoo? Who works CBS, the sign of doom? Mr. Bug, a.k.a. Mr. Bug. The last 10 years, one woman I love. Pretty woman move, but you don't face me. I don't wanna guess who's right on the stage. Limit to lemon and lime to lime. Is right on time.
Now with the swiftness you can witness, a brother like Dress, yo, I can kick this. I rip the mic like you ride a bike. Your fear is like losing your girl to a dyke, because the style is swift. Then the brand that your man said you can have, after clocking sales on the Ave. Come on, the knock gets thicker. How much thicker? My nigga. But anyway, bust the style today. A nigga like Dress, yo, I just must say. Of that, I grab the mic, kick it how you like. Be your day and night, yo, black, she will be all right. Right.
Yo, the O.C. Grand. Yo, the O.C. Grand. Yo, the O.C. Grand. Yo, the O.C. Grand.
Yo,
the O.C.
Grand. Yo, the O.C. Grand. Yo. Yo. So, we're standing on shaky ground, or sitting on shaky ground.
It certainly feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So, we hope you've enjoyed the music.
Are you waiting for me to chime in on that?
No, I'm just feeling mellow right now.
Oh, because I have enjoyed the music.
Yeah, have you enjoyed the music?
I have.
If you have enjoyed the music out there, Mr. Listener, send an email to theheadrush@gmail.com. That's theheedrush@gmail.com.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I realize you probably haven't said that in a couple of shows or so. So I wanted to make sure, you know, the listeners know that we like their input. And, like,
and what about what about Mrs. Listener?
Oh.
What should she do?
She should, you know, send us pictures of, you know, her titties.
Oh my God. That's so exploitative. I can't be a part of that kind of dialogue.
That's why you asked me to... What
no, I thought you were going to send her to blogspot.blog or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Well, no, that's for the men and the women.
Oh.
That's not specific to Mrs. Listener. The men and the women should go to theheadrush.blogspot.com.
But Mrs. Listener specifically...
They should show us and send us pictures of their titties.
So what about the music?
What about the music? Well, we started off with YZ, The Ghetto's Been Good to Me. We talked about that one earlier. The real dope track. As mentioned, you have flow... He had dope voice. You know, he knew how to put together dope tracks and dope styles. And, you know, we had a good little thing going, man. And
yeah, YZ was fresh.
He was fresh. And I'm thinking he's out there raising his kids, doing his thing. So, props to you, YZ.
Good job. You made it.
Exactly. Then, the second song we played, that was Brand New Heavies featuring Grand Poobah. That was Who Makes the Loot. For those of y'all who don't know, I'm sure most people out there do know, Brand New Heavies are kind of a soul vibe group in like the early 90s.
They broke up, right? They're not
making
records anymore.
I think they occasionally do stuff, maybe, possibly. I don't know. I know India.
One of those. Maybe, possibly.
They did shit in, like I said, I think they had an album out in 1990 or 91. They had this girl, Nadia Davenport.
Right.
Who sang her ass off.
Right. And then she's gotten real famous, right?
Yeah. And that's why I want to say that they might be still around. I mean, they were a British group, I want to say. And I think just at the time they were just kind of popular enough in hip hop sections that they just, for their second album, they just called Heavy Rhyme Experience, and they just played live instruments of other, that had MCs rhyming over it, and right. It was like underground MCs rhyming over it. Like that was heavy, you know, that was Grand Poobah rhyming. On this album also featured Main Source, one of the last songs the Main Source ever did, Gangstar. It had Kool G Rap, it had Master Ace, it had Jamal Ski and Tiger, actually two Raga MCs, you know. Jamal Ski also did more into hip-hop than, you know, most dudes. Edo G, Black Sheep, Far Side had their first song on this.
You know? Wow, that was the Soulflower song?
Soulflower, yeah. This was on Delicious Vinyl. This was on Delicious Vinyl Records, so I'm sure part of it was like, hey, okay, look, we're going to go, because Brand New Heavies are on Delicious Vinyl. So they said, okay, we're going to bring all these other rappers in, and, you know, we've got this new group coming up, we're grooming, you know, Far Side.
I wonder where you can get a Delicious Vinyl t-shirt from.
I'm sure.
I want one.
Talk to Mark.
I'm going to find one.
Talk to Mark. You know, Mark.
I'm going to look on the internet.
Yeah, probably. First. I say talk to Mark. You know, Mark was with Far Side, who were signed to Delicious Vinyl. So,
that's true.
So talk to him. He might have some or know someone who has some.
Shout out to Mark Love.
Big shout out to Mark Love. Then, after that, we played, Rough House Survivors. That was Rough House, the Pete Rock remix. Rough House Survivors, I think they were out of New Rochelle, or Now Rule, from, you know, same area that Brand Nubian was down with, and you could certainly tell they were down with Brand Nubian. They were the kind of the little shorties who were kind of down with the crew. They had the first single was Check the Backpack. Was about, yo, got a rhyme, come check my backpack.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't CL Smooth putting them out or something?
Yeah, I mean, CL Smooth was on a track with them and stuff, and he's from Mount Vernon area, so he was all, they were part of that kind of whole, just like, I guess that's to the northwest of New York, or maybe northeast, I can't remember, of like the New York City, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they were kids, rhyming, I mean, not kids, probably in their, I guess, 17, 18, 19, so I guess that technically counts as kids, you know what I'm saying? But they did their thing. And that was their second, the Pete Rock remix of their second single. I thought that was kind of tight, don't you?
No, that was fat.
That was real, real fat.
It was neat because it had a lot of the signature Pete Rock stuff in it.
Yeah, it was during Pete's golden era as a remixer. You know what I'm saying? So that was real dope. And then after that, we had Resident Alien with Shaky Ground. Now, Resident Alien was out of Long Island. They were Prince Paul's group.
Yeah, I heard them shout him out on the track.
Yeah, Prince Paul, actually, as it turned out, in the early 90s, he signed a little kind of mini label deal with Def Jam, believe it or not. And his group, his first group that he was going to put out through them was Resident Alien. So, you know, it was like three dudes. And then they had recorded a whole album called, like, Takes a Nation of Suckers to Hold Us In. And they had a song video called The Doodoo Man. And the Doodoo Man. It was a Pete Rock. Yeah, not Pete Rock. Prince Paul alias. He used to like to go by the, you know, it was from a skit on the De La Soul Is Dead.
Right, album. I remember that.
Yeah. So, and that was a single from it. That song Shaky Ground that had Mace on it and had Drez on it. And I just think it never got enough. I mean, that was during the period where, you know, Def Jam would put out that type of stuff.
Right.
But it just never got the right traction, and they just didn't drop it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the album is out there if cats want to dig it up. I mean, I've dug it up years ago and stuff. You can download it. It's interesting. It's not... The dudes in the group are cool. They're not extra dope rhymers are cool, but I'm always a fan of a Prince Paul production. So
yeah, and anything that Prince Paul does, you know, has some element of... like mad science to it. So.
Exactly. And it's actually
a little bit crazy.
And it's interesting also because I think it has a lot of kind of West Indian, kind of like Jamaican types thing going on through it too. So it's an interesting little album. You know what I'm saying? You know, cool. It's out there if you want to, like, you know, look it up on the internet. And it's Takes Nation of Suckers Hold Us In by Resident Alien. So it's out there. So, do you want to give any shout-outs, my friend?
Let me see there. Shout-outs. You know, Nah, not really. I mean, you know, my family, the people who listen, obviously the new friends that we just picked up, people in particular, not the usual suspects. They know who they are. Love you. Thanks for listening. I feel like more and more of the people that I know who know about this show have started listening.
Really?
So that's good. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so surprise, surprise.
Exactly. I'm always surprised when people who know me actually listen to this thing.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm
pretty
saying?
Funny.
I always feel weird about it because it's like I'll say, hey, listen to the show. And then they don't listen. All right, I'll listen to it. And then they don't say anything about it. So I'm always like, I think it's whack or what? You know what I'm saying?
Right. But now to our friends and fans afar in the field, we love you. So stick with us. This
Word.
Has been a lot of fun.
Exactly. I'll give everyone who I've given shout-outs before, you get a shout-out. Of course, shout-out to all the Jennies out there. I give a shout-out to Maligo Ray, my family, friends, the BTV posse, all the loyal listeners, loyal, you know, new listeners, whoever. I'm trying to think of anyone else I've talked or collabed. You know, I've been living a pretty boring life in between shows right now. I haven't had much human interaction besides the usual suspects these days.
Well, I always said they were going to eventually put that white jacket on you.
Yeah, whatever, homeboy. So, you want to get to music, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so this next song is by Crumb Snatcher. Closer to God. You know who Crumb Snatcher is?
Yeah.
He's down with Gangstar.
Right.
He was on the Moment of Truth album. I can't remember the name of the song, but he fucking ripped it on there. Damn it. No, it's not going to be on my iPod right now because I have a new iPod. So
oh,
I have
look it up.
This song is called Closer to God. Premier did the beat. I think Crumb Snatcher was on Make 'Em Pay, actually. But that could be somebody else entirely. I will go and look it up. But this song is extra dope. I don't think he ever really dropped an album, to tell you the truth. But this song was fucking fresh. And it came out right after. So, he's a Boston MC. Does his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's check it out.
Check it out. Enjoy the music.
On the Head Rush, y'all.
Peace.
97, Primo, D&D, y'all, that's right, I wanna speak a little truth, about what guns is really about, cause me being victim of guns, it was an experience of getting closer to God. Since the day I was young, I had premonitions of an ending to come behind the brow of the next man's gun. It used to be fun when I'm the one doing the clapping. Now I'm facing my death, doing fast breath, no laughing. How can this happen? Holding my chest on the floor, laid up or sprayed up, dreaming to even the score. Bright lights all I saw, my life flashed before me. From a distance, I heard a faint voice steady call me. I guess my time is here, suppress my fear already. Trying to breathe steady, feeling my legs getting heavy. Lord, don't let me die this young without leaving the sun. The carry tradition, listen, my life has just become a nightmare flick. Visions are swinging the pool stick, depicted by near death. I turn left and pull quick, lost control of my mind. Flipped the safety off the nine and squeezed, chased him down, discharging rounds that fell on my knees. Reached for my heart, filling my chest, getting hot. I got caught, vivid memories on how my gun dropped. Bullets ain't stopped, lost all thoughts of me rapping. Trying to catch one before I die for self-satisfaction. Got up off my knees, begged the Lord please, picked up the squeeze. Dip behind cars, bullet shells hitting the trees. Cursed my enemies for being smart enough to take cover. Feeling my body shudder as I drop right in front of the poop place as hot shells hit the cheek of my face. Catch a bloody taste, watch my blood leave trace. Hennessy got me tripping, rush the brew I was sipping. Feeling warm blood dripping, I seen a load of second clipping. Retreated, I've been defeated. My life is ice like popsicles. Open the door, hit the floor of the hospital. It's on, it's on.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons.
My heart's racing, a casualty of confrontation. Hoping one day I'll awaken, feeling my body start shaking. I've been mistaken, retaliation to come soon. Holding my gun wound on the floor of the hospital room. A silent cry for help as I look at the ceiling. My inner feeling telling me to start healing. Not in a million years I would want to end here. Wiping my tears, thinking of my long lost career. In this business of rap, now I'm flat on my back. Trying to put in place defense.
face of this enemy cat. Cardiac control, I put a hold on my soul. 22 years old and my life done took us on toll. My body fold for numerous feelings I felt. Laying there lonely, watching my homie scream for help. I hear a doctor yelling directions to the meds. Cut open my friends, bring me to the nearest bed. Half dead, my inner head screaming, losing my breathing.
Damn, I see demons.
Don't remember the good crumb, only the bad one. And now I can tell the depths of hell for evils I've done. Can't run, facing my worst of fears, leaving my physical as my spiritual descent stairs. But wait, this can't be real. I feel the angel Jabril asking my name, overlooking my blood stain. Go chain, easing my pain for where he came, I don't know. But he's telling me it's not the right time to go. Back of my throat, tube sucking the ooze from my mouth. As nurses run about trying to send me down south. Who shot ya? That's words from the D-Tech and the doctor. Before I got flown to Beantown in the helicopter.
Getting closer to God in a tight situation.
Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection.
I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Getting closer to God.
Are you awake with cold feet? Feeling weak and can't eat. Seeing homies standing around with no sounds. I can't speak. Cheap hospital clothes and patched up bullet holes got me depressed as I'm looking at my legs and my chest. Hey, patched up five. Lucky that I had survived. Laying in bed with a naked head but alive. Recalling the night before me trying to make sure I was staggering in through the hospital door. With Seder, then flash to an immobile respirator. Then flash back to me getting respite from my savior. I can't understand it. Must have been the way that they planned it in my commandment. I'm never taking life for granted. Remembering on my knees, begging please, don't let my soul get seized. Lost track of my thoughts, cause the DTs came and questioned me, testing me. Got secret thoughts of arresting me. Stop stressing me, cause ain't no confession, see. Funny, ain't it? Thought I was back in entertainment. Now my image is tainted, cuffed on my crutches for a raiment. Damn, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, well, right about now, you know what I'm saying? My name is Extra P. A lot of people know me as Lars Professor. I've been on a vacation in the ghetto with my motherfucking brothers, kid. Big Trash, my man Scram, Lethrac represent. My man Big Half, Havoc, Mob Deep, don't sleep. Yo, P, what's up? We getting ready to represent for Queens. Queens funk style, you know what I'm saying? I got Tamika on the side. We getting ready to get down for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Chad, come on.
Illuminator, motivator, who's greater? Extra P on the course, Vader, the Darth Vader. Yeah. The live kid from a place called The Bridge. And I did what I did when I caught my little bid. But now I'm coming back to kick the ill fat raps. Down with the fat cats and we be laying funk tracks. Yeah. 93 to the year 2G. Long live the pro black Mac tragedy. The neighborhood narrator, black Terminator. I bring mad.
Shoot game, I lay it down like butter.
Keep it real. Keep it real, boy. Keep it real. Keep it real. Ghetto.
Once upon a time, let's see if I remember. Back in January.
Nah, chill, it was December.
True, cause that's when L started his bid. Party through the new year, January 30 slid.
Up until then, yo, L had it swell. Called him Sweet Pea like his name was Pennell.
He did the job, money came with ease. Going out of town, moving Glocks and keys. Him and his bitch, 40G rides. Holding down fort like they Bonnie and Clyde.
Luxury cars of all makes and models. New outfits every day, down in champagne by the bottle.
Glass in the air. My cream and the niggas that beam. My niggas fiend, I'ma bounce the beamer. Think about your bitch, cause yo, fuck it, I'm a dreamer. Called up crew,
yo, they probably in the studio.
Phil Collins in the background, Susu Studio.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just this ain't case, funny, so don't you dare laugh.
My bitch sent her on a mission. Hope she ain't slip on a pickup.
Yo, on my flip. Fuck the cash, nigga, pistol whip your ass. Me and Mitch rolling over there quick fast. Rolled up on the spot,
it's that kid Uzi Ed.
Took me for my paper, just call him Uzi Dead.
Used to run apps with him back in the day. Mitch popped the trunk past the German AK. You dirty rat, about to bless the gat.
Better take cover from the rat-a-tat-tat.
Uzi Ed, ain't have a vest. Three to the chest, Ed got blessed.
L got life, Ed got death. The bitch took the money and she slid to the left.
Back in the day, I told L she was shady. Now she ain't Cali, about to have Ed's baby.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just
ain't funny, don't you dare laugh. Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Just another case about the wrong path.
Yo, what's the work here? Tell you about this brother named Sig. Got work released after doing a 3-to-life bid. Cause of drug logic. Shouldn't touch it, now out to budget. With a movie star chick from out of Eden World Projects. Nice child, took prison gap prize. While he promised up and down to live a civilized lifestyle. The sweat off the brow, assuming garment. Both work, got himself a 2-bedroom apartment. Great statement, without delayment. Away went, safe to get a house on one of them low down payments. But an idea concocted, stop shit. Why don't we try to turn this money over on the drug tip? So he gave his man shrieking excitement. Didn't know his peeps were under secret indictment. Slipping on path of forgetting Hun's lecturing. Selling back a month to do a super long stretch again. Black folk, you know the half, don't laugh. It's
just another case about the wrong path.
Well, this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
It's just another case about the wrong path.
Well, this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
It's just another case about the wrong path.
Well, this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
It's just another case about the wrong path. Ricky, Ricky.
Some remote highway, I do it my way, never convert to yours.
hate you motherfuckers, time to settle the score. Full court press, we stress, then open up your chest. Shatter the cage, no 12 gauge. We super deluxe and worth 6-digit bucks. Be rocking the jams about 2,000 plus. What? We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. Now who can you trust to keep hip hop alive? With classical shit since 1995. Our niggas insist they number one on the list. I hit them with this and put their minds in a twist. You getting the gist, we got a hand with the plan. The illest MC that ever come from San Fran. Money and grand, you better watch the quick hand. Your money can drop like it was fertile quicksand. You seeing a man who had a choice with a voice. Be speaking it loud, now everybody wanna cry. But nevertheless, the best man on the mic. You try to recite, but can't get the lines right. We coming tonight, dropping grenades on parades. When I don't get paid, I leave the whole block sprayed. No further delays, about a thou for the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. What? We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. Yo, we three steps ahead of y'all. You niggas thought that I was scared of y'all. You niggas need the Geritol. The rookie of the year is clear. Maybe better yet, the vet regrets that ain't settled in yet. But none of y'all can pose a threat. I pump fear in the veins, remain the same. Go against the grain, keep it straight ahead, so spread. I'll be going for their head, taking their neck, taking my respect. Let me think back and reflect and reminisce over this beat. While y'all be running in the streets, knowing that you can't compete. I fly with the whole fleet, bringing the heat, watching y'all cheat. This game wasn't made for kids, we get rid of the weak rhyme. So when it's time to speak mine, I got about 1,000 flows. No time for the hoes, who knows, sophisticated micros. We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. We flip these while you niggas flip those. The dopest MCs that got the sickest tight flows. Be blowing they doughs whenever we rock the shows. Be up in they face, sophisticated micros. Ha, yeah. Understand this. Grand Imperial. Soul Father Rasco.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it. Peace to Planet Asia.
Yeah.
Cali Agents, nigga. Believe that. 99.
Check us out.
To 2000. Blah.
Hey, yep, I love that beat, man.
Really?
Yeah, that's just got that dope little piano loop, and just funky as hell the way they freaked it up, man.
Yeah, it's definitely tight.
I think that was... I think that's the Mole Men who did that. 1,000 apologies if... Yeah, my man Panic from the Mole Men did that one. You know what I'm saying? Chicago. That was Razzcast, Sophisticated Mike Pros. The very first show we ever did, Rasco was like the third song we ever played.
Wait, did you say Razzcast?
Rasco.
I think you might have said, okay. Anyway, it's Rasco.
Rasco. If I said Razzcast, I'm sorry. It was Rasco, Sophisticated Mac Pros, produced by Hispanic, Panic from the Mole Men, Chicago. Rasco's from the Bay. And I was saying our first show we ever did, the third song we ever played, actually our first song after we talked a little bit, was Rasco and Planet Asia, Take It Back Home. But now I figured we'd give Rasco a little more love because he's a, you know, dope Bay Area MC out of San Francisco. He deserves his respects. You know what I'm saying? He's out there. I think he's still out there doing it. He's got the pockets.
I was going to ask you that because I feel like in terms of the popular terrain out there in the Bay right now, that dude is still, you know,
he's out there doing his thing. You know, the Bay scene's a freaking weird these days. I'm about as far removed from knowing what's like the hit as anybody right now. So I don't know who's big except probably who's a Bay Area artist is big. Jacka, is he even still big? Or
he's got some stuff on the radio, I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. See, shows you how little I know these days. So, but Razko's still doing it. I think he dropped an album earlier this year, which I have not heard. I think he's still doing his whole Pockets Linded thing. I met him once, a couple of times actually. But when I met him, I interviewed him. I want to say, almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
No, yeah. Yeah, I think 9 years, like about 9.5 years ago. Went out, met him out in his house out in the peninsula. He's from San Francisco. You know, I was in his house, sitting in his living room, watching the A's and the Diamondbacks play, you know, interleague game, and chopped up with him. He was a real cool cat. I think before then, I drove him over there and drove him over to the Amoeba in San Francisco to help him go drop off some CDs. But real, 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 real cool cat. And, you know, I hope he's doing well for himself these days, man.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he messing around with Peanut Butter Wolf or something?
Yeah, yeah. No, he started off on Stone's Throw record. His first album, Time Waits for No Man, was indeed on Stone's Throw.
Right.
And he did his thing, and I think he took it to as far as, you know, he wanted. I think, because, you know, Peanut Butter Wolf was doing like a whole bunch of other stuff at the time. And Razko's like, I want to keep on putting out albums. I kind of want to get into my own business thing.
Got it.
So, Wolf, you do your thing, I'm going to do mine. I think they're still cool to this day. So.
Tight.
Yeah, yeah, man. It was all good. And before we get into some other music, I just wanted to remember, I want to give a shout-out. Shout-out to my man, Dart Adams. You know, representing bloggerhouse.net. He's a cool cat. I've known him for a while. He's always putting me up on stuff. I'll be, like, on Facebook, and he'll just send me links of, like, to videos, and be like, you heard of this stuff? And I was like, nah, man. And it's just real, real, real dope. Like, he put me up on the Truth Live album. Who's from the Bay Area? This cat named Truth Live. I think he's from Santa Rosa, I want to know. Yeah, I think he's from Santa Rosa. I had never heard of him. And he has a really dope album. You know what I'm saying?
Truth Live, huh?
Truth Live, yeah. He's, this dude, I mean, Dart, he's, he used to run a blog called Poisonous Paragraphs. And he combined it with this other blog called Wake Your Daughter Up, run by this cat named Trav, and When They Reminisce, run by this other cat named Eric, and they combined it all into bloggerhouse.net, so they kind of just pool their efforts and run it under there. So check them out. They always got dope stuff going on, really extensive best of 2010. They put up tracks all the time. They do mixtapes. Dart does this thing called What's in His iPod, where basically this dude goes and extensively basically covers almost every single album that comes out and stuff like that, good or bad, reviews it. So they get respect. They will get major respect. And I learned, I mean, when I was going through my 2010 albums, and I would check their site, I put me up on a whole bunch of albums I'd never heard of, and I went and checked them out, and yeah, almost every single one of them was extra, extra dope. You know what I'm saying?
Extra dope.
Exactly. So I just felt like I had to do that.
Nicely
and,
done.
You know what I'm saying? So, otherwise, we started this set off with Closer to God by Crumb Snatcher. Like I said, Boss MC. He's talking about when he almost got hemmed up, almost got shot, made it through the whole thing. So it was real, real dope. That's a dope track. Dope little introspective.
That'll change your life.
Exactly. Type of track. Then we went into The Funk Mode, with a song, The Funk Mode, by Tragedy, aka Intelligent Hoodlum, featuring Large Professor, aka Extra P, and Havoc from Mobb Deep.
No, and he just carries an AK.
Yeah, exactly. Or a sickle, like he used to.
Right.
I think, actually, that song came out when he was right in between I'm Carrying My Sickle phase on the cover of his first album, and the Mobb Deep. Like, the second, with their infamous four, the infamous album, you know what I'm saying?
He was kind of sickle deep.
Something like that. He was doing his thing.
Deep sickle.
Dick sick. Deep
uh-oh,
sickle.
Uh-oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, see, dude,
shut move on. Move
yeah,
on.
Uh-huh. But that was a dope
You've
track.
You've already fallen.
That was a dope track. It didn't make the supposed to be on Tragedy's second album, Saga of a Hoodlum. I think it didn't make it because of sample clearance reasons or just whatever. I mean, they had another song called The Funk Mode on it, which was them rhyming over. It was Tragedy rhyming over a completely different beat. So, whatever works. Then, after that, we got into, that was The Crew, the CRU featuring Slick Rick with Just Another Case, the remix. It had been out before. And actually, you know what? I don't even think that was the remix. I just think that was the regular track, and it just had, I'm confusing with another remix they did. But it just featured Slick Rick. They were on Def Jam. I think those dudes were kind of down with Puff Daddy and the Hitmen. A couple of the dudes were down with Puff Daddy and the Hitmen. But they got signed to Def Jam. They had a song called The Dirty 30, an album called The Dirty 30, which came out like 1997.
That sounds familiar.
Seven, I want to say. Yeah, that was the single. And they had another song. Yeah, see, not from place. They were on a remix called For Diamond D, their hiatus remix. But they were, there was some hype shit on that album. You know what I'm saying? It didn't quite blow up, but it was an ambitious undertaking, and I always respect ambitious.
You gotta appreciate that.
I love it. You know me, man.
Hip hop with heart.
Exactly, and ambition. And, you know, some ideas work, some don't. But if you try big and blow it, I'm a lot more impressed than if you do the same shit that everybody else does and blow it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm more down for it. I mean, this wasn't bad. This was, in fact, good. I wouldn't say it didn't succeed. It did succeed in being a good album. So, thumbs up to The Crew.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up to The Crew. And, of course, we finished it off with Razco, Sophisticated Micros. We talked about that. Shout out to Razco, wherever you are out there, man.
Cool.
You have anything else you feel like adding, my friend?
No, I think you've done a good job.
I'm trying and hopefully succeeding, and hopefully you're enjoying the music.
Cheerio.
Cheerio and all that good stuff. We'll be back with some more hits as soon as we possibly can. We hope you are enjoying this music.
Yes, thank you for taking this ride with us.
Exactly, and we are going to finish it up with the Brothers of the Black Market. This is Living in a Bottle. It's an anti-alcohol song.
Nice.
Exactly. Or at least anti-excess of alcohol.
Right. So, even better.
Exactly.
All right.
So, yes, again, you have any shout-outs, thoughts?
No,
take pictures of your aunt. Send them to the header.
Yeah, exactly.
Not you. Them.
Yes. You out there.
Yeah, you out there. Send them to theheadrush
@gmail.com.
And then also, remember, for the playlist, go to theheadrush.blogspot.com.
That's what it was.
Yes. Blogger. I'll punch you in the face just for looking at me like that. So, before we get more silliness, enjoy the music.
Yes. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks again. Peace.
Peace. The Headway Show.
I woke up last night at 11:11. A pool is like heaven, so it's time to start revving. I grabbed a silver bullet and a magnum. Took a shot at the bar and said, yo, you better back. I might need a drink to help me take when I know I shouldn't. But I guess I gotta have 90 proof in the pudding. Ring the alarm, it's causing bodily harm. There ain't no need to head south to go to work on a post farm. Some people like to drink socially, while other people like to drink mostly. Could end up as an armchair quarterback, married to the telly. The next door neighbor with the big bear belly. Basement, I got my own private stock. It comes in handy when there's a boot to knock. I talk with a slow slur and walk with a wobble. Every day is New Year's cheers when you're living in a bottle.
Oh Lordy, oh Lordy.
Shorty, can you count the 40? And turn up your noses. They be strolling downtown picking wild Irish roses. Take a letter. That C said you ain't no better. Just as soon as you get some of that shit with the crooked letter. I heard the King Cobra had the venom, but my man got immune, so he had to have it in him. My pal alcoholic in the place, never letting liquor go to waste. And he don't need a chase. Use the gift to gab to get a tab at the store. Living life on the rocks just like Dudley Moore. I'd rather be here drinking than somewhere else.
despite the party punch would ever clear. Cause 9 out of 10 times, the head is never there. Billy D said that it works every time. In fact, I needed a cold one to write this rhyme. I curse thee that come empty-handed and thirsty. You admire supplier, but that shit really irks me. So many willing to help the man make a killing.
Because it tastes great.
Nah, man, it's less filling.
Some of them want you to head for the